a number of those physicians have said, fuck it, I'm out. Now we have a shortage of physicians, etc. And 50 trade groups come out on the same day. Now we all know that these folks lean left. That's being kind. They more than lean left. And they do the bidding of the government. And they have done. When you look at Cladex and you look at Event 201 and some of these simulations, COVID, which have basically played out to the T. The goal, one of the stated goals, was socialized medicine. So if you decimate the entire medical profession and you take really good physicians off the board, so to speak, and also medical support folks off the board, and there's a shortage, well, then guess what? We'll just have to usher in socialized medicine. Well, we have no other choice. And we gave these medical workers a chance to get vaccinated, but they said no and they quit. So we don't have a choice. We have to have socialized medicine now. That's thinking outside the box. That's 50 trade groups come out on the same day and pull this kind of shit. That's what it says to me. This is a play for socialized medicine. That's the fucking end game here with medicine. And don't forget, the damnedest thing in the 2020 election, all the fucking issues in this country during the presidential election between Trump and Bump. All the debates, primaries, you name it. General election debates. What was the one thing that was never debated? Wasn't even a topic during the debates. Healthcare. Why? Isn't that a major issue? Healthcare? That was never debated. You know why? You don't debate something that's already settled. Business. They talked about it in these simulations. Socialized healthcare. Why debate it? During COVID, don't you think during COVID, healthcare would be a major platform issue for a presidential election in a presidential election year? The same year a pandemic, quote unquote pandemic, is sweeping your country, and the two guys running for president never debated healthcare or discussed healthcare? Why is that? You're finding out right now. This is what they want. This is the play. This is when you understand the fucking game, you can put these things together. Stick around. See what happens. When doves cry. If life's been good to you so far, like Joe Walsh, well, maybe stick around. Don't get sick. Start doing sit-ups and push-ups. Buy some vitamins. Start dropping some weight. Stay the fuck out of hospitals and doctors' offices, etc. Where are we at here? We're rocking and rolling, I think. No pun intended. To be honest with you, sometimes these earphones, they really do a number on my ears. I don't know what's going on. It's vicious. I wear these things for hours. And they're just vicious. I don't know. I got problems too, people, damn it. Headline, NFL camps open to color-coded wristbands identifying the vaccinated and unvaccinated players. Oh, that sounds like... Well, at least at least they're not wearing wristbands on who can formulate a complete sentence and who can't. It's always important for the NFL, a league that has prided itself, either directly or indirectly, of covering up traumatic brain injuries through over decades. and you using their players to enrich themselves, treating their players like a rented mule and beating them like a rented mule, and then covering up devastating injuries, life-altering injuries. Many people have committed suicide because of CTE and other things. Traumatic brain injuries, concussions. The NFL has cashed in on medical deceit for years. The NFL has cashed in on pumping pharmaceuticals into their players, from cortisone to painkillers to codeine to fucking OxyContin, you name it. North Dallas 40. Way back in the day, documented it. The book became a movie starring Mac Davis. But the book, North Dallas 40, is one hell of a read. Goes back to the 70s. Talks about the physical and medical manipulation of human beings for profit. And now they're going to preach to you. They're going to try to pretend that they're woke as the importance of a vaccine and the difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated players. The league, who has made a fucking killing, billions of dollars upon billions of manipulating people, covering up traumatic brain injury. On that note, who gives a flying fuck what the NFL says? The editors have written a note. Their vaccine nonsense will kill whatever audience this league has left. Listen, I played football as a kid. My dream was to see how far I can make it. I was a skinny kid. I know you can't believe it, right? He really ballooned up, boy. Mildred, get up here. He said he was a skinny kid. This guy thinks he's Flat Stanley. I was Flat Stanley. I was a small dude. And I bulked up before I went away to play college ball. I was a late bloomer. Anyway, love football. Love watching the NFL. So I could give two shits about it. It's silly to me. The whole thing is silly. The league is silly. The teams are silly. The owners are silly. The fucking commissioner is silly. The whole thing is stupid. It's just a political tool. That's all it is. So, I'm not surprised by anything with this corrupt league. And don't forget, we've had dealings with their security personnel, the NFL security personnel. Security personnel of other teams when I was a defense contractor and a private contractor. It's all former FBI. And some of the most corrupt FBI assholes go into NFL security. Oh, what could go wrong? It's almost a fucking arm of the government in many ways. Unvaccinated Steelers and Buccaneers players wear yellow wristbands. That's how the two early reporting NFL teams are segregating their players. Isn't it nice to segregate your players? They're predominantly African Americans. Isn't that an insult to them, I think? Segregation. Oh, it's okay. If you're making a couple million dollars a year, you can put your politics on a shelf, right? So much for having personal values you're steadfast in believing. NFL mandated in mid-July that teams develop a way to identify their vaccinated and unvaccinated players. Color-coded wristbands were one of the ways the league suggested teams go about doing that. It appears the Steelers and the defending champs have followed that advice. You know, they should have color-coded wristbands for the players who have beaten the shit out of their wives and girlfriends and the players who haven't. I think that's probably more apropos. We have serious felons over here. They wear a striped wristband. Not so serious felons. They're wearing a pastel wristband. And dudes with no wristbands have no criminal records. We're not going to need too many of those dudes. Everybody else has different color-coded wristbands based on felonies and misdemeanors. I think that would be better. Talked about these guys. They beat their kids. They beat their girlfriends. They beat their wives. Sometimes the wives find out that they have girlfriends after they beat their girlfriends. But don't worry. They're going to tell you. They're in on it. They're woke. According to Pro Football Talk, Steelers running back and first-round draft pick Najee Harris is among those unvaccinated. Players who have not been vaccinated will face severe restrictions on their interactions with their team. Chiefly, unvaccinated players will have to attend meetings by Zoom and will be subject to other limitations on interactions with coaches and players. Congratulations, Roger Goodell, you've become the modern-day George Wallace. Segregation is back. Where are the African-American leaders out there? Take a stand against this. I thought they were against segregation in the civil rights. Oh, they've been paid off. Sorry. They're cashing their checks. They're snapping necks and cashing checks. The so-called African-American leaders. Of course, the NFL Players Association is a joke, too. So let's see how it works out for them, right? That's good. It's good that they have the wristbands. That way you can keep track of the ones who have had the jabs when they start getting sick and stuff. Well, there he's wearing the wristband. That's the only way perhaps to decipher, since the CDC and the FDA will not release information and stats on the number of vaccinated people compared to unvaccinated people who have COVID. That's some dead Kennedys. Nazi punks, fuck off. That seems appropriate for the NFL brass. Do you guys know that the NFL, every team... might not know this. You have to be in the club to know this. Anybody out there, fans of the Ray Donovan series? You know, Ray Donovan's a fixer, a Hollywood fixer, etc. Every NFL team has a Ray Donovan. Do you know that? Could be a lawyer, could be a private investigator, former FBI guy. We used to do work for some of these guys. They're a fixer. Their job is whenever there's some kind of an illegal act by one of the criminal players, they go into action to try to cover it up before it gets to the media. Or that means collecting evidence and suppressing evidence, cleaning up crime scenes, sweeping in, grabbing their players, whisking them away before the cops get there. Every team has one. Did you know that? And this criminal operation is now dictating to you and players about what's right and what's wrong. Fuck out of here. The things you find out in the media that happened in the NFL, those are the things that were too big and they slipped through the cracks and the fixers couldn't fix with local police. And former FBI guys who come swooping in to save the day and use their contacts in the federal government to cover things up and lean on police departments, make sure these folks aren't charged, etc. Things are all handled privately, and parties who have been harmed to get paid off behind the scenes, sign their NDA, another cover-up complete. I bet you didn't know that, did you? It's true. It's unbelievable. And we worked for a couple teams. We know all about it. All about it. We work for teams that don't even know we were working for them. Because their guys leaned on us, subcontract. As we play a little Tear the Fascists Down by Woody Guthrie, we find out that Merkel and her staff in Germany said vaccinated will definitely have more freedom. They haven't learned their lesson in Germany, have they? Is it too soon? 80, 90 years, 100 years? Fucking dummies over there. My German grandparents rolling over in their grave. I love telling people what to do. Up against the wall. Haven't you learned? Leave people the fuck alone. German politicians were deeply divided Sunday over a warning by Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff that restrictions for unvaccinated people may be necessary if COVID-19 infection numbers reach new heights in the coming months. You're not going to make them wear yellow stars again, right? Too soon. Chief of Staff Helga Braun. Helga Braun? Is she related to Eva Braun? Told the newspaper and reporters that he doesn't expect another coronavirus. He? Sounds better if it's a she. We'll just call her Eva Braun. And we'll make him a her. We can do that. It's 2021. Seriously, he says he doesn't expect another coronavirus-related lockdown in Germany. But Braun said that unvaccinated people may have to be barred from entering venues like restaurants, movie theaters, and sports stadiums because the residual risk is too high. I have to tell you guys something, seriously. We've talked about it here. Might sound kind of crazy. But if I get barred from entering restaurants and I get barred from entering movie theaters and sports stadiums, good. Give a fuck anyway. If you're an owner of those places and you want to limit your market like that and you want to listen to these people, you deserve to go under. You deserve to go under. I have no problem not going to restaurants, movie theaters, or sports stadiums. You know why? Because I've done it through the years. And it's been largely a waste of money. We had Flyer season tickets forever. Right on the fucking glass. Best seats in the house. So what? Could have done so many other things with that money. I could have done so many other things with the money we've blown supporting these fucking athletes and these movie stars and these restaurants who turn their back on us. That's how I see it. I don't have to go to any of those places. And guess what? They're not going to get my money either. So if you want to play that game, you want to be a bitch of the government, see if they backstop you when you go under. And if you can make it work, God bless you. But guess what? All I can control is who gets my money, and you're not going to get any of it if you want to play that game. See how it works out for you. Keep that in mind, folks. Wherever you are, whatever corner of the world you're in, you don't have to go to these places. And you'll find places that allow you in. Find some speakeasies out there of people who understand that they're under the umbrella of tyrants and dystopian assholes. Totalitarian pieces of you-know-what. Don't panic. I'm just going to have more money. You want to be an asshole, you don't get my money. It's fucking very simple. Who cares what Braun says? Who cares what Merkel says? Fuck them. Who cares? Next story. Oh, one maniac to another. As we listen to a panic from the Smiths. Well, let's talk about the nanny state over in the UK. Boris Mophead Johnson plans to introduce a junk food credit score app. Have you seen this guy? This guy is a fucking slob. Do you notice these people are telling you what to do, how to live, how to be healthy? Let's just do a quick rundown. Governor Jim Justice in West Virginia preaching to you about taking the vaccine. This guy's a fat sweat. I mean, really fat. I mean, if he died now, they have to bury him in a fucking piano case. He's a blimp. He's a super blimp. Okay? That's number one. Just last week, we're getting preached to by Governor Kay Ivey in Alabama. You people don't, you're not taking the vaccine. There's something wrong with you people. You understand? We ain't gonna stand for that down here, boy. You're out of shape, Kay. Get a treadmill. Fucking treadmill, Governor Ivey. We ain't gonna put up with you people out there. You're endangering people. You understand? Get back on your fucking fan boat. Get to the gym. Boris Johnson talking about a junk food credit. Have you seen this guy? He's a blimp. He's another guy who's out of shape. He's the UK Pillsbury Doughboy with a fucking mop on his head. Looks like a Muppet. And he's insane. All he's been talking about all week is, get out there and take the second shot. You need the second shot. Hello. What are you, fucking Oliver Twist? You're reporting to the Artful Dodger? What's up with the second shot? This guy is possessed with the second shot. For discerning folks out here, makes you scratch your head and say, what is it about the second shot that this fat sweat, this fat puppet, is so worried about people lining up for the second shot? Not the first shot, the second shot. What does he know that we don't know? Makes you wonder, right? It's not normal. The way he's acting is not normal. He's crazy. All about the second shot. That's when the trouble starts, right? When you look at the stats. People get sick after the second shot. Oh, thanks, Boris. Thanks for offering a junk food credit, just like the Chinese. Junk food credit score app. Prime Minister Boris Mophead Johnson is set to launch a communist China-style social credit score app that will reward families based on government-approved choices at the grocery store. Yeah, we know that the English are known for their fine cuisine. The supposedly conservative government will launch an app by the end of the year to monitor the supermarket spending habits of families in the UK. Those who choose healthier options, such as fruits and vegetables, or engage in exercise, will be rewarded with loyalty points in the app, which will translate into discounts and other incentives. How about this? How about some jailbreak from Thin Lizzy? Let me tell you something. You go to the grocery store. Do you have your Savers card with you? Yeah, I got it with me. I got a Savers card my wife has. She always gives a Saver card. It's like 13 cents off an order. They ask me, do you have a Savers card? Yeah, I got it. Can I have it? No. Fuck off. I don't want to get ads. It's none of your business what I'm buying. And I'm buying cash. Your fucking business what I buy. Loyalty points that translate into discounts and incentives. How about putting a price on leave me the fuck alone? Take your discounts and your incentives and stick them where the sun doesn't shine. I don't need your discounts and incentives. My fucking ancestors were here. They didn't get discounts and incentives. They had privacy. They were left alone. But these dopes over Downing Street, they're going to monitor what you eat and give you a social credit score for what? What the fuck is the point of this? Well, it's because next thing they're going to roll out, as we talked about on Hotwire a couple days ago, they'll tie that into your banking and your insurance, of course. Let's step back outside the box again. You read this, it's like, oh, well, it doesn't seem like that bad. I can get incentives. And I can get discounts. Yeah, you get sold down the river to your insurance company, too. Oh, this bloke's eating chips. He's eating American potato chips by the pallet. Oh. Your insurance rates go up because the government sold you the fuck out because they have a deal. The government's now a few million dollars from the insurance company. As long as they rat you out, the insurance companies can make more money. Saying, you're not living a healthy lifestyle, okay? You're buying ice cream every day at the supermarket. We have the records. The government gave it to us. Oh, what could go wrong? Yeah, it's about discounts and incentives. Get the fuck out of here. That's just one example. The other ones are... Wait till they tie this into your money. Wait until they tax you for being a fat fatso. Right? Oh, I thought it was about just a social credit score. No, so you know what? You're not making the right choices. You get paid. You got to pay a fat tax. Look, listen. I don't care if you're fat or skinny. Knock yourself out, right? I've been a fat man for a while, right? I don't plan on paying any fucking taxes because I'm a fat man. I already pay enough taxes. Trying to lose some weight. That's my own personal battle, right? I don't need the government sticking their goddamn heads in. Tell me what I should and what I shouldn't do. That's exactly what they want to do. From the same cabal who tax everything. You don't think this would lead to more taxes? You're kidding yourself. It's a healthy lifestyle tax. You're wearing a 4XL. That means you're going to get taxed 4XL. All of a sudden, the government cares about what you weigh and how you have a, and what your lifestyle is. And they're going to encourage you to exercise. Bullshit. They don't give a fuck about you. The same government who cares about your lifestyles, your healthy lifestyles, asking you to pump poison into your fucking arm. This is a song for Boris Johnson and all the other fucking assholes out there. If this Muppet, if this fucking British Muppet and Fauci and the whole lot of these assholes, if they cared so much about the public, why wouldn't they use their National Health Services in the UK? Why wouldn't they use the FDA in the US to get their big corporations? Of course, because they're puppets of the big corporations. Why wouldn't they get those folks to stop producing food that's massively high in fat, is loaded with sugar and salt, etc.? Why not curb it there? Then you don't have to tax the public. You can tax your corporate partners for producing shit. The Food and Drug Administration, food is the first fucking part of it, FOOD, for fuck's sake. No. Let's tax the public. Let's tax them. We never want to tax our corporate partners because we're the puppets of these people. Let's tax. Guess who eat a lot of these processed foods, etc.? People under the poverty line. Let's tax these people. Because we don't tax them enough. Let's target the poor and the lower middle class. Let's target them. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/trueputit and subscribestar.com/trueputit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what my dad used to tell me something, you get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos, Pain in the Morning, the videos, and the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before, it's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc., your fellow man out here. We're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepunny and subscribestar.com/truepunny. So folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And of course the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle.